I want to tell you about a cousin of mine who had got sick, went in the hospital, and got a flesh-eating staph infection. Came home, and her flesh just started disappearing off of her everywhere. We could see her insides. It was like watching Pumpkinhead and The Exorcist all at the same time.
Oh, my God. She must have been in excruciating pain.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. She would just scream out in pain, and it sounded like demons screaming. It was horrible. But she went through this for about a week, and more of her flesh fell off, and her right foot just turned to mush. Her skin disappeared off her hands. All there was bone there. It was just horrifying, and I don't know how much you believe about spiritual things, but it was like there was a demonic presence there. She would just scream out, and it would send us that was in the yard up on the porch scared to death. It was very, very scary.
I assume she died.
Yes, yes. The odd thing was her flesh fell off, but her heart would not stop beating.
When she died, what was left of her?
Just a little bit on her the front of her torso, just a little bit of skin, and a little bit on her face.
And they couldn't stop it, huh?
They could not stop it at all.
And she has no idea how she got it?
Just she had went to the hospital to have her throat opened up. Her throat had closed up. And when she came home, she was like that.
Man, that's something. Okay. Appreciate you being part of the program. I mean, that is just an awful, awful situation. First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Keith from Clarksville, Tennessee.
Hey,
true
Keith.
Story, good. Not made up. It's all real. Without shooting pistols one day with my friend down in Texas, shot a Colt Combat Commander 45. We're out there shooting. I had a round ricochet off something downrange. And when I'm shooting the pistol, I can see the round coming back towards me. Now, tunnel vision or everything slows down when you adrenaline's going and you get like a tunnel vision. I could see this round coming straight for me, but I couldn't do anything because it was happening, I guess, so fast, but I was like frozen. The round was coming straight for my heart, and I could see it. And it stops in midair about 6 to 12 inches from my heart, just stops in midair and just drops to the ground. Then we were out in the woods one night, or we tried to go fishing one night. We get done because we're messing around, you know, talking more, BSing. We go back. We had a little cabin. Me and my buddies, we built, you know, from all the woods down by the creek. This is off of Eagle Mountain Lake, just outside of Fort Worth. And we go back. We decide to see our other buddies because we're not doing much and try to go see what they're doing. As we got across this creek, you know, and you got to cross this huge down tree, you know. And so we're going across the woods, and it's me and these two other buddies and their cousins, and I'm up front, and I think I see somebody go from tree to tree, and I stop. And I'm a pretty alert guy, and, you know, I'm always trying to be, for some reason, ever since I was little, I'm always really aware of my surroundings and stuff. I tell them that, hey, there's somebody up there. I saw someone jump from tree to tree. Of course, they think I'm messing around with them. And I'm like, no, I saw someone go from tree to tree. You know, that went on for a couple seconds. And we're like, okay, let's just go. So we keep on going. And we start to get up on this big log. That, you know, I said we had to get across this creek. Out from behind this tree, just like a door closing, you know. Slow motion, there's a tall man. It had to be a man. I don't think it would be a woman. Tall guy in this, like, Dickies or coverall, blue jean coveralls. He's got a Jason mask on, and he's got a dang machete in his hand.
Oh,
this is a true story. This is not fake. course, we all start screaming like a bunch of little girls, you know, and trying to get off this log. And thank God he was on the other side of the creek, you know, and we hadn't crossed the whole the down tree yet. So, you know, we're getting back off the log and we're start running back up to the subdivision, you know. We get up there, we calm down, and we try to go find the rest of our buddies and everything, and like idiots, I mean, we're all 19, 20, 21, so we go get a bunch of baseball bats and golf clubs and everything else we could find to go back there and beat this guy's butt like idiots. We go back there with flashlights and everything. We search the area. We can't find nothing. The next morning, we go back out there after we all crash at the one buddy's house. We find this machete stuck in the tree.
Oh, that's got to be one of the most frightening things you could have said. You couldn't have written a better script.